High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHES Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS up at Hastings High tonight as the Tigers get set to take on Grand Island Northwest in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The girls game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Greg Mays and coach sitting at 6-6 on the season. That record might indicate an up-and-down season, but your girls are actually playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, I was just thinking it was just barely 3 weeks ago we were headed out to Scott's Bluff and we're 2-4. So we're 4-2 since then. Feeling pretty good about what we're doing. I think playing better basketball each time we come out. So, that's all you can ask for January.
Last week, you got to see the third-ranked team in Class B. Tonight, you get to see the number one-ranked team in Class B in Grand Island Northwest. Obviously, a big challenge for your girls.
It is. We talked about that a little bit because we let Pius come out and storm over us. Just right from the beginning of the game, we let them take control of things. And we had a couple balls bounce the wrong way, but we also didn't force them into some things we wanted to force them into. So our goal tonight is to have a better first quarter than we had last week.
Girls responded. They lost last Friday night to Pius and then went back out on Saturday and beat McCook on the Saturday night.
Yeah, and we went out there and we were down 13 in the third quarter. Would have been really easy to fold the tent. That's as good a win as we've had in quite a while. Really battled back, shot free throws well, executed the offense well, and defended well really down the stretch. So, I think the girls feel good about what they did last Friday night. We had a solid week of practice here. Hopefully we'll get home and shoot well, and hopefully we'll defend and slow their breakdown enough that we can stay in this game for a while.
Early in the season, you were a little offensively challenged, but it looks like your girls are scoring some more points down the stretch here.
Yeah, I think, part of it is people have found, where their shots are and where their mismatches are. We're not super tall, but We're a little stronger than some teams, with Libby Knappel and Bailey Petzold playing the wings some. Those are tough matchups, so we've kind of learned to exploit those. Sophia Pankratz is at the point, and she'd like to be a two-guard too, but you can't be both. But she's kind of learned how to balance those a little bit and find more of her shots. And then Elizabeth Franzen and Annie Graylish really give us a back-to-the-back basket presence that we haven't had in a couple years. They can catch it down low and do something with it.
Scoring-wise, it's just been Petzold and also Pankratz and also Knappel. Those three have pretty well carried you most of the season.
Yeah, they have, and they've done it through a combination of hitting some good shots, running the break, and getting to the free throw line. All three are excellent free throw shooters, and they've made a living on a few teams who are willing to send them there time and time again. So hopefully we'll get that going tonight.
We're going to see a team tonight that's going to be a lot taller than you, so obviously you're at a disadvantage right away.
Yeah, the matchups aren't too bad, though. The other thing we have is Franzen and Graylish can both go outside and guard people. So when you're playing 5'11 guards on us like Northwest is going to do, we don't feel as bad about our matchups as we did in the past. We actually feel like we've got a couple different rotations of matchups that will work against these guys tonight. Probably Sorahan on the wing is one of the tougher matches for us, and she's only 5'6", but she can jump out of the gym. She can run. I don't know if she runs track in the spring, but she looks like a quarter miler to me, quarter miler triple jumper to me, and she's a heck of an athlete. So really, it's kind of funny that they got 3 6-footers running around out there, but it's the 5'6" girl who may be the tougher match.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Grand Island Northwest as our pregame show continues after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Back with Hastings High girls basketball coach.
Yours
in Class B tonight in Grand Island Northwest. Let me talk about the Vikings. We've seen them twice now in the past week or so. The Brown girl, obviously, is the A number one stopper here. She's averaging about 23 points per ball game.
Yeah, she's just a very good basketball player and is a great example of somebody who was a very good basketball player as a sophomore and said, Barry Good's not good enough for me. I want to be great. You know, you can really see the differences in her game and what she's done. She's made herself even a better shooter, extended her range probably 4 or 5 feet from where it was as a sophomore, and she was a good shooter. She's added some back-to-the-basket moves. She's added some finishes at the hoop she didn't have before, and she's always been a great offensive rebounder. And, I mean, that's just the key to her. She goes and gets the ball, and, you know, you think you got her stopped in their organized game, and then she'll go get 10, 12 points on offensive boards.
Tell you what, she looks to shoot the basketball just as she crosses that half-court stripe, because you have to extend out your defense to get in her face most of the night, right?
Yeah, she may be in range on the other side of half-court, but she hasn't taken any of those yet. Yeah, she's very, very strong, you know, and has good lift out of her legs, and so she can put up a legitimate jump shot from some places where girls would be throwing it.
What's the plan on her tonight? How do we attack her?
Well, we're going to try to keep her contained. We're probably not going to help off her as much as we help off other people. And the biggest thing is she's going to get some jump shots. We want to keep her off the boards. Can we hide those 12 rebound points from her? And, you know, then maybe she only scores 18 instead of 30.
Katie Plocky and Aaron Sorahan, you mentioned them before their break, but those are two more scorers that Northwest has in this arsenal that they have.
Exactly. And not, you know, we run into lots of teams that have one girl who can drive and shoot, and then they have two other shooters, or maybe another shooter and another driver. What Northwest has got on both wings is somebody who can shoot it and somebody who can put it on the floor against you. Both. So you can't, you know, you can't play half a girl there. You got a whole girl on either side. And then Keyser inside is a heck of a post. So that's why they're number one.
It's like plugging a dam in it with a lot of holes in it.
It is. And that's what it was like against Pius the other night. We were running around trying to put out fires. And when you're putting out fires against teams that can score, they're going to score a bunch. So we've got to be more solid. We got to get back and protect the lane. Then we've got to close out on jump shooters, but we can't panic on jump shooters. We got to say, okay, you're going to take a jump shot with a hand in your face. We've got to rebound this.
Probably going to have to weather the storm initially. First quarter might be crucial tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, the first quarter is about all we've talked about all week. What are we going to do first quarter? How are we going to take care? How are we going to make this a game at the end of the first quarter? Because we feel like if we can get it into a battle and get into our style of play and plan, we think we have some things they'll have trouble with. But if they're immediately up by 20 points, then the things we want to do aren't going to trouble them at all.
Okay, good luck there.
Thanks.
Greg Mays, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Tonight, 1230 KHS Sports heads to the jungle, where the Hastings High Tiger basketball teams are about to begin a 5-game homestand.
Reimer brings it around to Morgan Karloff on the right wing, moves it down on the baseline, on the dribble, back outside, top of the key, Klassen a three-pointer, bingo!
First on tap, the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest.
He runs her back the other way for the Vikings. He goes all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. Good. Jason Schulte scores there for Northwest. So the Vikings are on the scoreboard.
Let's weave our way through the jungle and take you courtside as KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will is on the call.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS from the jungle at Hastings High. The Tigers getting set to take on the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. The Hastings High Tiger girls basketball team saw the number 3 ranked team in the state last week in Lincoln Pius X. got destroyed by the Thunderbolts by a score of 72-26. Tonight, we'll see the number one ranked team in Class B, according to the Lincoln Journal Star, the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest, as they go for the trifecta over the Hastings schools here this year. Northwest has already beaten Hastings St. Cecilia by 10, 41-31. They beat Adams Central last week up at the Viking Gym by the score of 76-31. And now they set their sights on the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Hastings coming in a record of 6 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Tigers actually have won 4 out of their last 5 ball games dating back to the Greater Nebraska Athletic Conference Tournament out in Scotts Bluff. During this streak, Hastings High has beaten Lexington 53-41. They have knocked off McCook 57-47. And they beat Lexington by the score of 43-25. Had that ball game last week against Lincoln Pius, and then went on the road last Saturday and beat McCook by the score of 66-58. But they're up against a machine here tonight. This is a team that's got a lot in their arsenal. They've lost only one game this year. That was their second game of the season, losing to Norris back on December the 7th, losing to Norris by a score of 56-47. Since then, they have rattled off 11 straight wins, including the wins last week over St. Cecilia and Adams Central. So Grand Island Northwest definitely going to be a big, big challenge tonight for Greg Mays and the Hastings High Tigers. Northwest 12-1 in the season. They're averaging 61 points per ball game on offense, giving up 34.6 on the defensive end. Northwest has got some shooters. Mackenzie Brown, who's headed to Nebraska Kearney next year, he'll play basketball. Brown is averaging 23 points and 6.6 rebounds per game, hitting 41% of her field goal tries so far this year and 34% from three-point territory. If that's not enough, the Tigers will have to contend with Katie Plocky tonight. Plocky is averaging 12 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. She knocks down 57% of her field goals and 40% from three-point territory. And another shooter will be outing tonight will be Erin Sorahan. She's averaging 8 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. She's hitting 45% of her field goal tries this year. Northwest is a team, very good outside shooters, knocking down 45% of their field goal tries this year, 33% from three-point territory, 71% from the free throw line. Do a good job on the boards, too. They out-rebound their opposition 31-25. They average about 12 turnovers per ball game, but they force 20 on the other end. For the Hastings High Tigers, they're averaging 42.5 points per ball game on offense, giving up 48.5 on the defensive end. Leading scorers for Hastings High have been Sophia Pankratz. She is averaging 9 points and grabbing 3.9 rebounds per ball game. She knocks down 41% of her field goal tries and 36% from three-point territory, 77% from the free throw line, also averaging 3.9 assists per ball game for the Tigers. Also in there, Libby Knappel. She's averaging right at 9 points per ball game and grabbing 5 rebounds per game. And also scoring for the Tigers this year has been Bailey Petzold. She's averaging 9.1 points per ball game. She is converting on 37% of her field goal tries this year and averaging 5.9 rebounds per ball game. So a big task tonight for the Hastings High Tigers in our girls' ball game. We'll have the boys' game coming up right after this one between Hastings and Grand Island Northwest. As far as the other action going on in the city tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia, they are at home against Aquinas Catholic over the Chapman Gym. We understand the junior varsity game went into overtime tonight, so they're going to be getting a late start at the Chapman Gym. That's a girls-boys basketball doubleheader beginning in just a few minutes as Aquinas Catholic will take on Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have some scoring updates for you throughout the ball game here tonight at 1230 KHIS. Sneaking closer to game time, we'll have the introduction of the starting lineups. And the first quarter is coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444.
online at dewittfuneral.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Jungle at Hastings High as we get sent for girls high school basketball tonight. Hastings and Grand Island Northwest with a boys game immediately following this one. Right now, the Hastings High marching band with a playing of the national anthem as we get sent for basketball tonight on KHAS. The playing of the national anthem as we get sent for basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Ironically, this is the third time we have seen Grand Island Northwest in the last 2 weeks. Again, they have played Adams Central. They have played Hastings St. Cecilia last week, and now they're faced with the Hastings High Tigers here tonight as they go on the road to face Hastings High here tonight. The last two ball games were up at the Rosencrantz Gym up in Grand Island. We'll get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Katie Plocky, 6 foot and a senior, getting a start tonight for Grand Island Northwest. We'll see Aaron Sorahan, a 5'6" senior. Then Mackenzie Brown, a 5'10" and senior. Hannah Rathke, who's a 5'5" and senior. And then Kennedy Keezer, a 5'9" and senior, getting the start tonight for Grand Island Northwest. So an all-senior starting lineup here. Head coach Mike Herzberg, this is the number one ranked team in Class B. They have a record of 12 wins and one loss in the season, with their only loss coming in the second game of the season to Norris. For the Hastings High Tigers, have come in with a mark of 6 wins and 6 losses on the season. Under head coach Greg Mays, he'll go with Libby Knappel, a 5'9" sophomore for the Tigers. Knappel averaging right at 8.8 points per ball game so far this season. Here's Anna Graylish. Graylish is a 5'10" and sophomore. Graylish is averaging 5 points and 7 rebounds per game. Sophia Pankratz, also another starter, a 5'7" and sophomore. Pankratz is averaging 9 points and 3.9 rebounds per ball game for the Hastings High Tigers. Also getting a start is going to be Bailey Petzl, the 5'8" and senior. Petzl averaging 9 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings High is going to be Elizabeth Franzen, a 5'10" and junior. Franzen is averaging 5 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. So some of the youngsters here for Hastings High might be thrown into the fire here tonight against the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. Number one in Class B as they get set to go against the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. First game of a five-game road or a homestand here for Hastings High. They're going to be playing at home for a while here in the next few ball games. Hastings High has got a game with Gothenburg coming up. That's going to be tomorrow night. Then they'll face Adams Central on Tuesday night. They've got Kearney at home at Omaha Scott before they hit the road for the next time on February the 11th. So Hastings High going to be home for a while, and hopefully they can take advantage of the home cooking here. That's going to be Plocky jumping things off here against Franzen of Hastings High. The ball is in the air, controlled by Grand Island Northwest as they move it down to the baseline to Plocky, and her shot is up and in. You heard Greg Mays talk about the weathering the storm here in the first quarter. Hastings High can ill afford to fall down by 20 points after the first quarter. Northwest can do that to you in a hurry. Here's a Franzen with the ball to Pankratz now, just to the left side of the circle. goes over on the right side as they pound the ball down low to Naples. He's double-teamed, goes up with a shot anyway. Throws up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Grand Island Northwest. Here come the Vikings down the far sideline. Mackenzie Brown, free throw line jumper. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball is going to be ripped out of there by Sophia Pankratz for Hastings High. Her outlet pass nearly intercepted. Pankratz will get it back now. She approaches the 10-second line. Brings it across the midcourt stripe now. 2-0 is the score. The Hastings High Tigers down here to Grand Island Northwest. Napa with the ball. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out here to a Pankratz on the wing. Dribbles in the free throw line. Down the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot is up and in. Sophia Pankratz scores, and that ties up the ball game at 2 points apiece. 6:57 to play here in the first quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. Here come the Vikings back with the ball. Mackenzie Brown around the screen. Drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. She draws a contact down there, and the foul is going to be called. Mackenzie Brown takes it to the hole, and she's fouling the play here. She's going to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Brown goes down right underneath the basket there for Northwest. A little slow in getting up. The bucket is going to count. But Mackenzie Brown back on her feet here. She was fouling the play by Sophia Pankratz. First foul in Pankratz and the first team foul. Following the Hastings High Tigers, a shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Mackenzie Brown. So a three-point play. That gives Grand Island Northwest the early 5-2 lead here over Hastings High and Girls High School basketball. Here's a cross-court pass. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to get the ball over here to Bailey Petzl. As Northwest is applying pressure here in backcourt, Hannah Rathke is back there now for the Vikings. Hastings High will play things in. Sophia Pankratz will bring things up against Rathke. Still in backcourt. Picks up the dribble now. Goes across the 10-second line. They get it to Franzen, and now she loses the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. Hastings can ill afford turnovers against Northwest. They average 17 in the season. They turn it up over 25, 30 times in this ball game, and Northwest will make you pay for it. That's the first turnover of the ball game here. The Hastings High, 5-2 is the score. Sorahan has got the ball. Sorahan down to Keezer. Gets it over here to a Plocky. Now driving for the hole is going to be Brown. Her shot's up there at end. Mackenzie Brown making it look easy. She's got 5 points already. 7-2 is the score. Grand Island Northwest with an early 5-point lead. Hastings High with the ball here in backcourt. Petzl brings it down the near sideline to a Napple. Napple down there in the baseline. Her pass out on top. Going to be retrieved there. That's going to be Sophia Pankratz with the ball just to the left side of the circle. Down to Napple. Her three-pointer's put up there. It's off the front rim. No good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Hastings High. Tigers have got it. There's a long-range jumper from the far side. It's up there at in. That's Petzl throwing up the three-pointer from the right wing over there. A big bucket that pulls the Tigers within 2 points at 7-5. A long-range jumper by Bailey Petzl, who's been hitting 36% of her three-pointers so far this year. There's a feed inside and a shot up and in. That's a Keezer getting the bucket there. Kennedy Keezer for Grand Island Northwest. 9-5 is the score. Hastings High is down here in the ball game. Here's a Libby Napple with the ball for Hastings. Brings it into the offensive zone here on the near sideline. A feed out here right at the 10-second line and a over and back violation. The Tigers grab the ball, and they straddle. That's a mid-court stripe. That's a Sophia Pankratz. She came down and then fell down right at the mid-court stripe, and an over-and-back violation on the Tigers. Second turnover on Hastings High here in the first quarter. 9-5 the score. Hastings trailing. Grand Island Northwest. Here's Rathke with the ball. Now to Aaron Sorahan. Cross-court pass over the head of Mackenzie Brown out of bounds. So Grand Island Northwest turns over for the first time here tonight. And they average about 12 turnovers per ball game. Hastings High needs to take advantage here. 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the first quarter. 9-5 to score. Hastings down by 4 points. Tigers have the ball down the right sideline. Petzl has got it. Bailey Petzl dribbles with the ball and now reverses it as she comes out here in the 3-point territory to Sophia Pankratz. She drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there. Now she's in trouble. Pankratz looking, comes to Napple. Napple sends it inside, it's intercepted. Third turnover on Hastings High. Here come the Vikings back the other way. Girls high school basketball tonight. Brown has got it. Hesitates in 3 points here. Toy then drives it to the hole. Her shot is up and in. Mackenzie Brown faked the three-pointer and drove it right to the hole and scores. She's got 7 out of the 11 points here in the first quarter for Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings are off and rolling. It is 11-5. Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Hastings High with the ball. Dribbling into the lane. It's going to be Pankratz back outside. Here's a long-range jumper is put up there. It's no good. Rebound Petzl. Follow shot is going to be up there. No good. Traveling violation. Petzl got the ball right to the left side of the goal. Goes back up with it. Now we're going to have a timeout call, I do believe. Yes, a timeout is called here by Hastings High head coach Greg Mays. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Seconds to play. Here's a long range jumper from the top of the key for Northwest. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Bailey Pencil with a rebound. Tigers being attacked here in backcourt. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected away from Pankratz down on the baseline. Scramble is on. Hastings side is going to be called for the traveling violation. That was Pencil down on the ground, and a traveling violation is called on her. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings High here in the first quarter. We're halfway through the opening period. 11-5 is the score. Hastings High down here. The Grand Island Northwest, the Vikings will play things in. Mackenzie Brown, she drives it down the lane. Her running one-hander is going to be no good. Brown grabs her own rebound. Comes back out here to Plocky. Inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Hannah Rathke. Now to Plocky. On the right side, this is Keezer with the ball. Sends it inside. There's a shot up there by Shorehand. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Pankratz has got the ball. She'll be bent here in backcourt. Now to Rathke. Hastings High approaching the 10-second line. They get it across there. There's a pass that can be intercepted though. Five turnovers already on Hastings High. Plocky has got the ball now for Grand Island Northwest. A Brown long three up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around. Rathke loses the ball out of bounds for the Vikings. It'll be Hastings High playing things in. Here comes Shelby Shocker into the ballgame now for Grand Island Northwest, replacing Rathke. Shocker is averaging 2 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Grand Island Northwest with an early six-point lead here. 11-5 is the score with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. There's a pass to the midcourt stripe again. That's Franzen with the ball. Franzen gets it here to Pankratz, and she braces the ball into the offensive zone now. Picked up there by Shelby Shocker of Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings stay with their man-to-man defense. Hastings High with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass comes out on top. Pankratz has got it. She holds it there. There's an entry pass. They get it inside to Franzen, and she's in on the play, and a foul is going to be called. That was going to be called on Kennedy Keezer. That's going to be her first foul. First foul in the Vikings. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings High will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 3:02 remaining here in the first quarter. 11-5 is the score. Inbounds pass that comes in there, and it's going to be deflected to the near sideline. Finally picked up by Hastings High. Here's a Pankratz with the ball out here in three-point territory. Pankratz trying to drive it, can't do it. Pankratz now picks up the dribble and comes across the top. Hastings High working against the man-to-man. There's a Pencil with the ball. Pencil moves it over to Pankratz. Free throw line extended left side. They move it down in the corner here for Hastings High. Now throwing up a shot. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Anna Graylish of the Tigers. Now to Pankratz. She's got it again with 2.5 minutes to play. The ball poked loose, but Pankratz picks it up near the 10-second line. Pankratz with the ball, dribbling over here. Now she stops. She's double-teamed. The pass deflected, but it's picked up on the far sideline. Hastings High working over there as they pound the ball down low. There's a shot up there. It's going to be up and in. A shot up and in there by Franzen for Hastings High. That's an 11-7 ball game now. Hastings High trailing in the ball game as Northwest drives the ball to the hole, and the foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here. We're going to have a couple of shots as they were in the act of shooting. That's Plocky going to the free throw line for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. 2:05 to play. They're in the first quarter. 11-7 is the score. Northwest with a lead. Plocky to the free throw line is 72% foul shooter. Their shot is up there. It's going to be good. End of the ball game now is going to be Aaron Schleicher for Grand Island Northwest. Also coming in for Hastings High is going to be Jamie Johnson. Jamie Johnson's going to check in there. 12-7 to score now. Northwest with a lead. Here's the next shot. It's going to be up there and in by Katie Plocky. 13-7. Northwest again with a six-point lead. Vikings pressuring here in backcourt. Here's a Jamie Johnson with the ball. Johnson dribbles now, approaching the 10-second line. They finally get it across the 10-second line. Hastings High working with it on the right side of the floor. Johnson has got the ball back here. Out here in three-point territory. Now to the top of the key. It's through the fingertips of Graylish. It comes to the near sideline. It's out of bounds. Annie Graylish can't control that when it goes out of bounds. That's going to be the sixth turnover on Hastings High here in the first quarter of play. 13-7 the score. 1:45 to play now here in the first quarter.
Here's Brown bringing the ball across the midcourt. Stripe now fires up a three. Her shot is up there and in. A couple of feet beyond the three-point circle from the top of the key. She's got 10 points here in the first quarter for Northwest. 16-7. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Here's Franzen with the ball. Franzen gets it to Pankratz. Now to the corner. That's a Jamie Johnson. Fires up a three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Aaron Schleicher. Schleicher gets the ball away now to a Shelby Shocker into the forecourt now. Down the near sideline to Brown. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Rebound top to the far corner. It's going to be picked up there by Libby Knappel, who's back in the ball game for Hastings High. Knappel gets the ball to Jamie Johnson. Pulls up on the wing on the right side. A minute to play here in the first quarter. Northwest with an early 9-point lead. It is 16-7. Anna Grealish with the ball down on the free throw line. A shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good by Johnson. May have been partially deflected. Rebounded there by Hastings High. Franzen brings it back out to Johnson. Johnson retreats out here in the 3-point territory. Picked up by a much larger Mackenzie Brown for Grand Island Northwest. They send it to the far sideline to Pankratz. She dribbles to the elbow. Right side of the lane. The ball slapped loose and is going to be picked up here by Northwest. Grand Island Northwest streaking back the other way. There's a bounce pass. Driving. Her shot's no good. And a foul is going to be called. 31.6 seconds to play. We're going to have a couple of free throws coming up here for Grand Island Northwest. Foul goes on Anna Grealish. That's going to be her first personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Aaron Schleicher for Grand Island Northwest. She's averaging 2 points and two rebounds per game. 62% foul shooter in the season. She'll have two shots here. She was mauled in the active shooting. 16-7, Northwest with the lead. They get 17-7 now as his first free throw goes down the hole. Grand Island Northwest hitting 45% of their field goal tosses so far this year, 33% from three-point territory, and 71% from the free throw line. Northwest leading by 10 points here in the first quarter at 17-7. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Erin Schleicher. That's her first 2 points in the ball game. 18-7 now. Northwest with a lead. Hastings High needs to get a good look at the basket. It's been a couple of trips that they have not had a very good offensive sense here. Jimmy Johnson has got it now. She loses the ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. That's not what Greg Mays wanted. The seventh turnover on Hastings High. Seven turnovers on the Tigers, and now Grand Island Northwest will have a chance for the final shot here with 20 seconds to play. In this opening quarter, here's Hannah Rathke back into the ball game. Rathke has got the ball, comes over here in the wing to Aaron Sorahan, tries to pound it down low. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Trying to get the ball down there to Brown, and the ball denied there by Elizabeth Franzen of Hastings High. So Grand Island Northwest will play it in. Baseline right side, or baseline left side underneath their own basket with 13 to play. They come out here to Brown. Brown spins at the top of the key. Flips it away to Plocky. Comes across the top to Rathke. Lobs it inside now to Schleicher. Too far underneath the basket. Comes back out to Rathke. Now to Brown. From the wing. Three-pointer put up there. Swish. Mackenzie Brown, a three-pointer. Right at the buzzer there. She's got 13 points in the first quarter alone. Mackenzie Brown, 13 out of the 21 for Grand Island Northwest. We'll take a break with a score at Grand Island Northwest 21, Hastings High 7. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Bowen, high school basketball tonight. 1230 KHAS. After one quarter, number one ranked Grand Island Northwest with a lead. Hastings High Tigers, the score is 21-7. Tigers will have the opening possession here in the second quarter as they try to get something going offensively. Pencil has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Pencil goes down on the baseline. That's Knappel with the ball. Here's a bounce pass inside. It's going to be intercepted by Rathke. She loses the ball, but it's picked up by Sorahan. Turnover number 8 already on Hastings High. Now Grand Island Northwest has got the ball back here with a 21-7 lead. They're working inside to Plocky. Plocky on the Sorahan. She drives a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Sorahan's going to be tied up in the play. A jump ball is called. And a possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings High. So it'll be Tiger basketball, or rather Northwest basketball, pointing in the favor of the Vikings. Maddie Stokes comes into the ball game now. Libby Knapple is going to check out here for Hastings High. The Vikings will play things in. Down in the corner, that's going to be Brown. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound again to a Kennedy Keezer. She loses the ball, but it's picked up by Rathke. Now back outside. Brown bombs away. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's going to be the Tigers with the ball coming back the other way. Jamie Johnson down the near sideline. Johnson gets it away. Dribbling for the hole. There's going to be Manny Stokes, but she can't put up the shot. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Relentless defense here by Northwest. Brown dishes the ball away, and a foul is going to be called. Driving the hole was Erin Sorahan, and she's going to be fouled into play. 6:57 to play here in the second quarter. A personal foul is going to be called here on Jamie Johnson. That's going to be your first. Erin Sorahan to the free throw line. She's a 66% foul shooter here for Grand Island Northwest. Averages 8.8 points per ball game. She gets her first point here as she cans her first free throw. Now 22-7. Grand Island Northwest with a lead here over Hastings High. As a Sorahan will have another one. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she buries a couple of free throws, and it's now 23-7 in favor of Hastings High, or in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Tigers come back with the basketball as they move it over on the wing on the right side. Northwest still in a man-to-man defense as a bounce pass to Jamie Johnson. Johnson retreats out here into three-point territory. Now comes across the top to Pankratz. Sophia Pankratz driving it out to the top of the key. Cannot penetrate down the lane. Over to Jamie Johnson on the wing on the right side. Johnson all the way to the sideline. Jamie Johnson dribbling the ball there against Hannah Rafke. Falls down with the ball. Now the scramble is on. Johnson has got it. Now she's going to call it a timeout here to save the possession. Johnson just fell down as she was working on top against Hannah Rathke. She calls the timeout to save the possession. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Pharmacy of Hastings at 405 East 14th Street. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Power products of Hastings. 23-7. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Here's Pankratz. She tried to take the ball in the hole. Her shot was blocked down. Pankratz grabs it back. Comes back out on top. That ball is thrown into the backcourt. Johnson picks it up back there. And over and back violation of Hastings High. Anna Graylish coming to the ball game now for the Tigers. Coming out is going to be Elizabeth Franzen. So Graylish checks back in there. 23-7 is the score. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. Grand Island Northwest has got the ball back. Katie Plocky comes out to the top of the key. Sorahan for three. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped out there. And Hannah Rathke grabs the ball. Well, the Vikings are killing Hastings High in the offensive glass. There's a feed down low. Keezer shot up and in. Second and third chances at the basket here for Grand Island Northwest. And you just can't stay with a team like this when you're offensively challenged anyway. The Tigers only averaging 42.5 points per ball game. Northwest has got 25 already on the board with 5:40 to play here in the second quarter. There's a feed in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. 9 turnovers on Hastings. Long pass down the floor is going to be deflected by Johnson. The second turnover in Grand Island Northwest as Pankratz grabs the ball for Hastings High. Out of Johnson as she hustles into the offensive zone. Out here on the wing, that's going to be Petzold with it now. Bailey Petzold having problems with it. She loses the ball out of bounds right in front of the Viking bench. Not a whole lot of defensive pressure out there. Petzold just lost the ball out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Hastings High here in the first half. Here comes Libby Knapple back into the ballgame now for Hastings High. Knapple is going to replace Pankratz, who come to the bench now. 25-17, Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Vikings led 21-7 after the first quarter. At about 2 minutes and 45 seconds gone here in period number two. There's a shot up there and in as they go back door. Katie Blocky just grabs the ball and scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and now Mike Herzberg wants to call a timeout here for the Vikings. They've got a 20-point lead, and we have played about 11 minutes in the ball game. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 27-7, second quarter of play here at the Jungle at Hastings High. Number one ranked Grand Island Northwest leading the Tigers here tonight in girls high school basketball. Johnson for three. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good by Knappel. And the rebound comes down here to Grand Island Northwest. Aaron Sorehand with a board. Here comes Brown back the other way. There's a feed down to Keyser on the baseline. She loses control of the ball. She goes up with a shot. A jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings High. So that'll be a turnover on the Vikings. Number three for GI Northwest here in the first half of play. 27-7. The Hastings High Tigers trailing in the ball game. Here comes Johnson with the ball, winding her way back up the floor. Johnson, bounce pass here. Grealish, her shot's going to be blocked down. Now the scramble is on. Annie Grealish had it. She lost it. Now the ball is still loose. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Northwest basketball. Tigers had their hands on it a couple of times there and could not grab it, get under control. So now it's going to be Grand Island Northwest playing the ball in with a 27-7 lead here in girls high school basketball. Mackenzie Brown has already got 13 points in the ballgame. Trots it back into the offensive zone. Around a screen from Kennedy Keyser. There's a feed down low and a shot is up and in. That was too easy. That was Katie Plocky going for the hole. The assist is going to be given to Brown. Plocky gets her third field goal of the ballgame. She's now got 8 points here in the contest. Driving the baseline there is going to be Petzl. Her shot's going to be no good, but she's fouled in a play. 29-7 is the score. Grand Island Northwest with a lead here over Hastings High. Personal foul is going to be called here on Kennedy Keyser. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number two on the Vikings. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good there by Bailey Petzl. She's a 77% foul shooter on the season. He's now 24 out of 32 from the free throw line. Hastings is a team knocking down 62% of their free throw tosses so far this year. Petzl will have one more. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball comes in the near corner. Hastings High grabs it. Knappel had it, and then her pass is going to be intercepted. Taken away. Here come the Vikings back the other way. Shocker drives, shoots and misses the layup. Tip trying to get it. A foul is called. I think the Vikings are going to be guilty of it over the back here. That's going to be the case. We're going to have a foul in Grand Island Northwest. That's going to go on Aaron Sorehand. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Vikings. So it's 29-7. It's been a while since the Tigers have scored late in the first quarter. They have not scored yet in quarter number two. 29-7. The Vikings have the lead. Tigers have the ball in their offensive zone as they try to get something going here. Here's a Pankratz now. Pankratz dribbles to the top of the key. Northwest still in a man-to-man. Anna Grealish with the ball on the wing. Her bounce pass is going to be out of bounds. Trying to get it inside there, and they threw the ball out of bounds. Franzen was in there and threw it out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 11 on Hastings High. So the Tigers got to see Lincoln Pius, the third-ranked team in Class B, a week ago. Yeah, they got destroyed by the Thunderbolts, and they're on the verge of getting blown out of here again. 29-7 is the score. There's a feed down low, and a shot is up and in. Another field goal here by the Vikings. That one's going to be Keyser scoring again. Kennedy Keyser, she's got 6 points in the ball game. Now 31-7 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High back with the ball. As they come out to Pankratz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brown grabs it on the baseline. Loses it. Good sound of bounce. And it's off of a Tiger. Brown saves it, but it was deflected right off of Petzl's leg out of bounds. So it's going to be GI Northwest playing it in. High school basketball tonight. Got the boys game coming up next between the Vikings and the Hastings High Tigers. 31-7 here. The girls out on top. Grand Island Northwest over Hastings High. There's a Plocky down at the baseline. Her pass is going to be deflected and is brought down here by Hastings. That's the fourth turnover on the Vikings. Hastings High with the ball. Knappel has got it. at the 10-second line. Her pass across the line now is going to be deflected. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings, so a turnover on Hastings High. Head of the ball game now is going to be Aaron Schleicher for Grand Island Northwest. And coming out is going to be Kennedy Kieser. He's got three field goals here in this first half for 6 points. Schleicher is in there now. Here comes the Vikings back with the ball. Mackenzie Brown on the trot, brings it into the offensive zone, comes over here on the wing. On the right side, Aaron Sorehan. Sorehan, two-handed pass, comes out on top to Plocky. Over to Brown. They work it back around the perimeter on the right side. Aaron Plocky has got it now. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to Shocker at the top of the key. Far sideline to Schleicher. Now a pass is going to be deflected out of bounds, trying to take it down on the low block on the right side. The Plocky and the ball deflected out of bounds by Annie Graylish of Hastings High. Northwest will play it in with 2:18 to play here in the second quarter, 31-7. Brown just bounces off of a defender there. It goes out of bounds. She was trying to go for the easy shot. That was Elizabeth Franzen, who had her back to Elizabeth Brown. Brown played it in off of her back, but it goes trickling out of bounds. So again, Brown will play things in. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Feeds it back inside. The ball is going to be deflected. It was picked up there by Aaron Sorehan. Back outside now to Shocker. Over on the wing on the left side to Aaron Sorehan. Hastings High to man-to-man. There's Brown for three. That one's way off of the mark. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's loose. It's still loose. Hastings High had it. They lost it. Now it goes out of bounds. It was last touched here by the Vikings. Last touched here by Shocker of GI Northwest. So Hastings High will play things in. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 31-7 is the score. Hastings High has been outscored 10-0 here in the second quarter by the state's number one ranked team in Class B. Hastings High fell behind 21-7 after the first quarter. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brown. She drives, shoots, and scores. Mackenzie Brown got the interception, the steal there, and brought it the rest of the way and scores. She's got 15 points here in the first half, and it's 33-7 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Here's Pankratz with the ball. Stops at the elbow, left side of the lane. Pankratz gets it out here to a Libby Knappel. Knappel comes out here to Elizabeth Franzen as she holds it in 3 points in a toy. A feed down in the corners off of the fingertips out of bounds. Another turnover on Hastings High. That's their 13th of the ball game. Pankratz couldn't control that one as it goes out of bounds. Aubrey Fisher comes into the ball game now for the Vikings of Northwest as Grand Island has got a 33-7 lead over the Hastings High Tigers tonight in girls high school basketball. Here comes Mackenzie Brown with the ball. She walks it up the floor here to Aubrey Fisher. Now to Rathke over here, right side of the circle. Brings it back to Aaron Sorehan. There's an in-free pass deflected away. It is loose, and now a traveling violation is called. Trying to get it inside to Aaron Schleicher. The traveling violation is called there on the Vikings. Turnover number 5 on Grand Island Northwest. 66 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings High still looking for their first points of period number 2. They've now been outscored 12-0 by Grand Island Northwest. Vikings have the lead 33-7. Hastings High back with the basketball. Here's Pankratz with the ball, dribbles down the lane, kicks it out here to Knappel, fakes the three, takes it down on the baseline, runs over a defender, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, the officials look at one another. They're going to say Hastings High ball. They'll play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now, Katie Plocky for Grand Island Northwest, and coming out will be Mackenzie Brown. She got 15 points already in the ball game. She's going to get a quick breather here with 48 seconds to play in the second quarter. There's the inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Vikings. That's Plocky with the ball. Plocky goes to Rathke. Down in the corner. Sorehan for three. Shot good. Aaron Sorehan nails the first three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 5 points. It's now 36-7 in favor of Grand Island Northwest here in this one. Hastings High back with the ball. Here's Anna Graylish with it. Goes over to Knappel. Her shot from the corner is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Plocky for Northwest. Gets it in the hands of Rathke. Here come the Vikings with 18 to play here in the second quarter, 36-7. Grand Island Northwest with a lead. Katie Plocky with the ball out here in three-point territory. Drilling with it. Aubrey Fisher on the wing here on the right side. She takes off, drives it to the hole. Defense non-existent as Aubrey Fisher takes it right to the hole and scores. It's now 38-7. And this one has come to a screeching halt here at the end of the first half. The Hastings High Tigers went scoreless in quarter number 2. They were outscored 17-0 by the number one ranked Vikings in Grand Island Northwest, coasting here in girls high school basketball tonight at the Jungle at Hastings High. The score at halftime, Grand Island Northwest 38, the Hastings High Tigers 7. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
With the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Grand Island Northwest with a lead here over the Tigers in girls high school basketball. The score is 38-7 at halftime. The game was tied 1 minute and 3 seconds into the ball game at 2-2. Northwest then scores the next 5 points. Go out on top by a score of 7-2. Hastings High came back to pull within 2 points at 7-5. Northwest then scores 4 straight points to make it 11-5. And it was 18-7 late in the first quarter. Northwest led at the end of one period of play 21-7. And then the Tigers have not scored since late in the first quarter. They got shut out in period number 2, 17-0 by Grand Island Northwest. And you get the picture, the Vikings have dominated the Tigers in the first two quarters by the score of 38-7 here at the break. We'll get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings. Also online at FurnitureDirect.com. The only other basketball action in the city of Hastings is over at the Chapman Gym, as Hastings St. Cecilia is playing Aquinas Catholic. The girls' game just getting going as they had a junior varsity overtime ball game earlier tonight. They got 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the first quarter, and the St. Cecilia Hawkettes are leading Aquinas Catholic by a score of 12-0. Chandra Farmer, who hit for 31 points in the ball game last night against Friend, has already got 10 points. She's got 10 out of the 12 points that the Hawkettes scored so far in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team leading Aquinas Catholic over the Chapman Gym by a score of 12-0. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. We're at halftime here. The Hastings High Tigers are trailing the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest by the score of 38-7. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We understand the game open in Chapel Gym is now gone at the end of the first quarter. That's 15-4. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Aquinas Catholic 15-4 at the end of one quarter. St. Cecilia scored the first 15 points in that ball game. Aquinas scores the final couple of buckets there at the end of the period. And Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Aquinas Catholic 15-4 there at the end of the first quarter at the Chapman Gym over at Hastings St. Cecilia. Not much on the board for Hastings High here in the first half. 38-7 is the score in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Bailey Petzold is leading the way for the Tigers. She's hit a three-pointer. She's 0-2 from the free throw line. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Sophia Pankrat, she has knocked down one field goal for 2 points. Elizabeth Franzen has got a field goal for two. That is it for the Tigers. 7 points in the first two quarters of play here tonight. They're 0-2 from the free throw line. Unofficially 13 turnovers in the basketball game. For Grand Island Northwest, who are being led so far by Mackenzie Brown. She's knocked down two three-pointers in the ball game. She's got 4 2-point field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. It's like target practice. Mackenzie Brown with 15 points in the ball game already for the Vikings here in the first quarter of play. Katie Plocky, she has got 8 points. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kennedy Keiser, she's got 3 field goals and 6 points here in the ball game. Erin Sorahan, she's got a 3, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. Erin Schleicher, she's got 2 free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. Aubrey Fisher, she has got a field goal for 2. Grand Island Northwest, 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. Here in the first half of play, they've got 5 turnovers in the ball game. And the Hastings High Tigers trailing by 31 points here at halftime after getting shut out in quarter number 2, 17-0 by the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. Hey, tomorrow we'll head for Sioux City. We've got Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College playing the Charges of Briarcliff. Game times will be at 2 and 4 o'clock tomorrow from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Pre-game show will be at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Then the Nebraska basketball teams, they will play on Sunday. The Nebraska men, they will have a home game against the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. That one will tip off at 5 o'clock. We'll have the game on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with the pregame show at 4. The Nebraska women's basketball team, they will be on the road on Sunday. Nebraska will play at Northwestern. That game will tip off at 4 o'clock. Our pregame show will be at 3:45 here on 1230 KHS. Nebraska basketball continues on Sunday. The men will be at home on the breeze, and the women will be at Northwestern on 1230 KHS. Got the second half coming up for you here from the jungle at Hastings High. And it's been scary for the first 16 minutes. Hastings High down by 31 points here at the break. The score is Grand Island Northwest 38, Hastings High 7. Got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half underway. Hastings High has the ball, trailing 38-7 as the Tigers put one up on the baseline. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul call and a rebound. Hastings High put it up on the short left baseline. That was Pankratz.
And Pankratz is going to be hit with a personal foul. She tried to rebound her missed opportunity. 38-7, Grand Island Northwest with the lead. Tigers have not scored since late in the first quarter. Shut out 17-0 in quarter number two by the Vikings of Northwest. And now the Vikings have the ball back here. Here's Mackenzie Brown, who's got it on the wing. Dribbles out here, moves to her left as she fires up a three. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Elizabeth Franzen with a rebound. Here come the Tigers back. Pankratz has got it. Bounce pass comes down to Petzl. Petzl is double team, and now a double dribble violation. Petzl double team on the right side of the lane. That's 14 turnovers on Hastings High here in the ball game, and the Vikings will come back the other direction. First game of a five-game homestand here for Hastings High. Not the way they wanted a good thing started here. Trailing 38-7 in the contest. Here's Brown in the lane. Puts up a little 10-footer. It's off the left side. No good. Ball tapped out. Picked up here by Plocky. Goes back door again to Brown. Her shot no good. Tip try no good. Ball is recovered down here. Another follow shot's going to be no good. That one taken by Keezer. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. 3-4 shots in the hole there. Vikings could not convert. Pankratz has got the ball for Hastings High. Stops here right side of the lane. Forces the ball inside. A shot there is going to be blocked out of bounds. Getting the ball to Annie Graylish. Yeah, the ball knocked out of her hands, out of bounds there by Brown. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trailing by 31 points here in the third quarter of play. Tigers will inbound the ball. Looking. Finally, they get it in. It's a count of four, but it's off of the fingertips here of Franzen. And the ball is going to be recovered by Northwest. Coming back the other way. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Aaron Sorahan. Sorahan now has 7 points in the ball game. That's now 40-7. In favor of Grand Island Northwest. A 19-0 run for the Vikings of GI Northwest. Elizabeth Franzen has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Here's a pass deflected. Franzen picks her back up. Now top of the key as they move it over in the wing on the left side. Entry pass. They get it in there again. The pencil. The ball deflected away from her out of bounds. Brown gets her hands in there and deflects it out of bounds. So Hastings High will play things in from deep in the left corner. With 6:20 to play here in the third quarter, Napple has got the ball. Napple tries to drive the ball inside, can't do it. Comes back out here. Annie Graylish, now to Petzl. Petzl holds the ball. She dribbles with it here on the near sideline. Petzl in trouble now. Looking. She got to get rid of it. Finally she does. Sends it inside. It's Napple with the ball, and she puts it up there and scores. Libby Napple scores. So that breaks the bleeding for now. 40-9 is the score. Hastings High went a quarter and another minute without scoring. There's a shot by Brown. It's up there. No good. And we got a foul called here on the Vikings. Hastings are calling foul on Franzen. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on Hastings High here in the second half of play. Mackenzie Brown to the free throw line. 15 points in the ball game for Brown. Her shot is up there and in. Mackenzie headed to Kearney next year to play basketball for the Lopers. She's got 16 points here in the ball game against the Hastings High Tigers tonight. Next shot is up there. It's perfect. It's now a 42-9 ball game in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Here comes Hastings High back with the ball. Pankratz has got it out here. Pankratz picked up there by Sorahan. There's a pass that's going to be deflected. It is loose. It's picked up again by Grand Island Northwest. A turnover on Hastings High. They're 16th of the ball game. There's Mackenzie Brown with the ball. Down to Rathke. Entry pass deflected away. But it's picked up there by Plocky. Down on the baseline. A shot taken there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Brown. She's got it in the lane. Forces up a shot. No good, but she's hacked in the play and a foul called. And Brown will go to the free throw line again for the Vikings. Foul here is going to go on Bailey Petzl. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on Hastings High. Going to the free throw line is going to be Mackenzie Brown again. Brown is averaging 23 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. She hits another free throw. She's now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, 18 points in the game. Mackenzie Brown, an 85% foul shooter here for the Vikings. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Now 5 for 5 from the stripe, and the score is 44-9 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Girls high school basketball got the boys game coming up next here on 1230 KHS. Should be a lot closer than we're seeing here in this girls contest here tonight. Tigers with the ball, the double team on the baseline. They send the ball into the lane there. The Graylish shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot, no good, but a foul is going to be called. Hastings High got the offensive board there. That was Napple grabbing the ball, and she was fouled in the play. Foul goes on Katie Plocky. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Vikings. Going to the free throw line will be Napple. She'll shoot 2 shots here for Hastings High. Napple, a 55% foul shooter in the season. Their first one is up there. It's going to be no good. Tigers now 0 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. And now head coach Mike Herzberg wants to call a timeout here for Grand Island Northwest. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
The selling isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Over Hastings teams there. They've beaten Adams Central. They've beaten St. Cecilia. Now they got a big lead here over the Hastings High Tigers as Libby Knappel hits the second one. It's now 44-10 in favor of the Vikings. Here comes Mackenzie Brown back with the ball. They go into high post. Blocky with it at the free throw line. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot that's going to be blocked back out of bounds. Knappel getting a block on there for Hastings High. Northwest will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Inbounding the ball as they get it in here to Plocky. Plocky holds it over to Rathke as they lob it in the lane again there. Kick it back out to Rathke in the corner as the Vikings work against the Hastings High defense here. Across the top, that's going to be Katie Plocky with the ball. Lobs it down low, and the ball is going to be out of bounds. And Northwest turns the ball away here. Those are far and in between. That's six turnovers on Grand Island Northwest here in the ball game. So Hastings High will come back the other direction. The score is 44-10. Northwest has led this baby since the score was tied at 2 points apiece. There's Franzen from the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Elizabeth Franzen hits her second field goal of the ball game. It's now 44-12 in favor of the Vikings. Here's Brown, her shot no good. Offensive rebound, Sorahan. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Hastings High grabs the ball. Tigers have got it. That's Bailey Petzl with the ball. Now they get in the center of the floor. We're going to have a jump ball called here. Knappel is tied up in the play, or rather, Graylish tied up in the play there. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings. That's a turnover on Hastings High. They're 17th of the ball game. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Grand Island Northwest with a lead over Hastings High. The score is 44-12. Vikings will play things in. Aaron Sorahan with the ball. Two-handed pass down on the baseline. Schleicher has got it. She loses it and is picked up by Hastings High. Turnover number 7 on the Vikings. Coming back the other way is going to be Pankratz. Stops right there at the old bow. Left side of the lane. Her pass is deflected. Scramble is on. It's going to be picked up here by Sorahan. Turnover on Hastings High. Sorahan dribbles back the other way. Her shot's blocked down and a foul called. Sorahan trying to go up for the shot there. It was a blocked down. Personal foul is going to be called here on Anna Graylish of Hastings High. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line is going to be Erin Sorahan. She's a 66% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sorahan now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls out on top of Aquinas Catholic at halftime, 23-8. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Second shot is up there by Sorahan. Is going to be up and in. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, 46-12. Grand Island Northwest steamrolling the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. Here's Libby Knappel with the ball behind the screen. Moves it right to left across the top of the key. Stops at the elbow. Drops it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Petzl. The ball is intercepted. Brown down the near sideline. Down to Shocker. Her feed to the right side by Plocky. And her shot no good. And a foul is going to be called. That was Sorahan down there with a shot. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. It's going to go on. Looks like Sophia Pankratz picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. End of the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest will be Aaron Schleicher. Schleicher will come in. Here comes Kennedy Keiser out of the ball game. Sorahan to the free throw line again. She got 9 points in the ball game for Grand Island Northwest. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Make it 4 out of 5 as she misses Allen. Misses the front end of the bonus. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Here come the Tigers trailing by a bunch. 47-12 is the score. Hastings High with the ball. Knappel moves it over to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. A shot is up there and in. A three-pointer there thrown up there by Sophia Pankratz throwing up the three. She's got 5 points in the ball game. It's 47-15 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Here's Brown with the ball. She comes back the other way with a three. Her shot in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Hastings High with the ball. Van Kretz's three-pointer was halfway down and jiggled out of there. Here come the Tigers back the other way as they come into their offensive zone. Trailing 47-15 as they work against this man-to-man defense here for Grand Island Northwest. Pankratz drives it down the right side of the lane. Ball deflected, picked up by Petzold. Petzold now to Franzen. She lobs it to the left side down here on the baseline, and the shot is up and in. Libby Knappel scoring there for Hastings High. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. There's a long-range jumper from the top of the key that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Petzold. That's what gets it away to Pankratz. Hastings High comes back the other way. And a pass is over the head of everybody out of bounds. Turnover number 20 on Hastings High. It's a 30-point lead here for Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball. It's 47-17. You're dressed in white. You're dressed in black tonight. Good chances you're going to see some playing time here tonight. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. McKenzie Brown trots it across the midcourt stripe here. Just flips the ball away. That's Plocky with the ball. She circles around and takes it to the right side now. Hands it away to Schleicher out here in three-point territory. Now to Plocky as they work the ball back inside. The shot's going to be taken no good by Brown. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Here come the Tigers with the ball. Johnson with it. Comes to the near sideline. Dribbling into the offensive zone down here for the Tigers. That's going to be Maddie Stokes who's into the ball game now. Maddie Stokes comes out to Jamie Johnson here on the near sideline. Jamie Johnson in trouble, looking to get away. The pass is going to be deflected back out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for Grand Island Northwest was Kelsey Plocky who's into the ball game. Here comes Kennedy Keezer back in now for head coach Mike Herzberg. Boy, they just keep coming. 47-17, it's a 30-point lead here for the Vikings. Hastings High with the ball. Grealish tries to send the ball inside. It's going to be deflected back out of bounds by Brown. Hastings High will try it again. Baseline left side underneath thrown basket. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 47-17. GI Northwest with a lead. They'll play things in. Here's Maddie Stokes for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. It goes to the baseline. They save it. Nope, they cannot get there. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwest playing the ball down here. 94 feet away from the basket is they'll come back the other direction. Northwest 47, Hastings High 17. The Vikings outscored the Tigers 17-0 in the second quarter after leading 21-7 at the end of one quarter. Vikings have the ball. Plocky for three. Shot is up there good. Aaron Plocky throws up a three-pointer. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. It's 50-17. Hastings High back in their offensive end. Here's Knappel with the ball. Spins right side of the lane. Goes inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Franzen. Ball is loose. Franzen comes down with it. It's knocked loose again. Now we got three, four players to the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings High, so the Tigers will maintain control. Petzold comes back into the ball game now for Hastings High. Here comes Sophia Pankratz also back in there for head coach Greg Mays. Checking in for the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest is going to be, looks like Allie Broick coming to the ball game now for the Vikings. 50-17, 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. They get things in to Jamie Johnson here on the near sideline, picked up by Rathke. Johnson dribbles the ball, gets it in the hands of Sophia Pankratz. Still beyond the three-point arc here, 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. Pankratz on the dribble, moves it right side of the lane. Now she's knocked down into play, and a traveling violation is called. Ran into a double team right side of the lane there. Lost her footing, and down she went. Traveling violation is called on Hastings High. 21 turnovers on the Tigers, so Hastings turned the ball over 21 times. They've got 17 points. They're trailing 50-17. 30 seconds to play here in this third quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. Top of the key. There's a pass that's going to be deflected. It goes down to the baseline. It's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings High ball. Lots touched down there by the Vikings. So Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. We got 20 seconds to play. Hastings High dribbling with the ball as they will approach the 10-second line here. That's Pankratz. She takes off, dribbles it out in the lane, runs into a defender, and draws a personal foul. Pankratz will go to the free throw line here. For Hastings High, the personal foul is going to be called on Aaron Sorahan. That's going to be your second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two in the Vikings. Hastings High has got five team fouls. So the Tigers will go to the free throw line here with 10.3 seconds to play in the third quarter. They're trailing by a score of 50-17. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Sophia Pankratz. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. Bailey Richmond's going to come into the ballgame now for Hastings High, replacing Anna Grelish. Richmond has not seen much playing time here this year, averaging less than a point and a rebound per game. Here's Pankratz. Her second free throw is up there. It's good. So she hits a pair of free throws. That makes the score 50-18. Here comes Maddie Stokes into the ballgame now for the Tigers. 10.3 seconds to play in the third quarter as they play things into Rathke. She takes off, dribbles it across the 10-second line. Bounce pass comes over here to Soraham. Down to Plocky, dribbles it down the lane, loses the control of the ball. It's picked up by Hastings High. The time is going to run out here in the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. Hastings High trailed 21-7 after the first quarter. It was 38-7 in favor of Northwest at halftime. And now at the end of three, Grand Island Northwest leads Hastings High. It's the Vikings 50, Hastings High 19. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Fourth and final quarter is underway here tonight. Hastings High trailing in girls basketball 50-19. This one was close for about a minute. It was tied up at 2 points apiece. The shot taken in the lane is going to be up and in by Kennedy Keiser. Keiser is scoring. She's got 8 points in the ballgame now for Grand Island Northwest. 52-19 is the score. Hastings High trailing in the ballgame. Pankratz has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Moves it over to the wing. Driving for the basket. A shot up there, no good, but a foul is going to be called. And that's going to be Knappel going to the free throw line here for Hastings High. Foul is going to go on the Plocky, Katie Plocky, picking up her second personal foul. Knappel to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Knappel now 1 out of 3 on free throws. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 52-19. The big quarter was the second. Northwest shutting out Hastings 17-0. Second shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Brown. McKenzie Brown running her back the other way for the Vikings. Gets it back to the center of the floor. Stops. Throws up a three. Shot is up there and in. McKenzie Brown hitting another three-pointer. She's now got 22 in the ballgame for Grand Island Northwest. It's 55-19. Tigers come back with the basketball. Here's Franson with it now. Out here in three-point territory to the right side of the lane. Franson trying to get away. Now she dribbles. Takes it down on the baseline. Double team. Gets it away to Petzold. Petzold is hacked out there. Graylish has got it. Comes back out on top. That's Pankratz. Loses control of the ball, but it's knocked out of bounds there by the Vikings, and Hastings High will play things in. Soraham out there defensively for GI Northwest. Hastings will play things in. Tigers are 6-6 on the season, hoping to go over the 500 mark here, but come up short. They're trailing 55-19 here in this one. Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz, and now a traveling violation on Pankratz as she was working here right at the top of the key. A turnover on Hastings High. So the Tigers saw Lincoln Pius, the third-ranked team in the state, a week ago. Got blown out here at home, and now they're seeing the number one-ranked team in Grand Island Northwest. Similar results, 55-19 to score. Here's McKenzie Brown with the ball. McKenzie comes out to the top of the key to Keiser, moves it over in the wing to Plocky. Now to Rathke, left side of the wing again to Keiser. They're working around the perimeter, back to Rathke. On the right wing, there's a pass down, going to be deflected away, and the ball is going to be recovered here by Hastings High. Only the eighth turnover on Grand Island Northwest here in the ballgame. They averaged 12 on the season. We're in the fourth quarter, 6:20 to play, 55-19. Hastings High trailing in the contest. There's a bounce pass that's going to be kicked there, and Hastings High will play things in off of the far sideline. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. All GI Northwest. They got up to a 21-7 first quarter lead. But they have not looked back. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be short. Ball taken down by Katie Plocky at Northwest down the right sideline. Sore hand. Entry pass to get it in there to Rathke, and she's in on the play, and a foul is called. Rathke will go to the free throw line here. Personal foul called there on Hastings High. That's only the sixth team foul of the Tigers, so no free throws here. Petzold is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her third. So only the sixth team foul on Hastings High. So instead, it's going to be the Vikings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Northwest will trigger things in. And they take it over to the right side. That's Brown with the ball. Moves it inside the free throws or the three-point circle. Backs her back out and then throws the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Northwest, their ninth of the ball game. 55-19 is the score. Grand Island Northwest with the lead over Hastings High. Tigers now in backcourt, still facing some pressure back here. Sore hand back there. Token pressure. Backs off easily into the forecourt. Now it's going to be Pancratz for Hastings High. Gives it away to Naples. Spencer's shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Aaron Sorahan. They got a piece of that one. It's going to be your third personal foul here in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number four on the Vikings. That's going to send Hastings High to the free throw line. Libby Napple will go back to the stripe. She's one out of four there so far tonight. 5 points in the ball game. She'll have two shots here. First one is up and in. Napple, a 55% foul shooter. Jamie Johnson coming to the ball game now for Hastings High. And going out is going to be Pancratz. Sophia Pancratz is on the bench now for the Tigers. A 35-point lead for Northwest. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Northwest. Vikings come down with the ball. Long pass ahead. Grabbing the ball down on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Kennedy Keyser scoring there for Northwest. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 57-20. This one can't come to an end soon enough, I'm sure, for the Tigers here tonight. Now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Brown. Mackenzie Brown trying to rip the ball out of there on a steal. Instead gets a personal foul. First foul on Mackenzie Brown. Here comes Aubrey Fisher into the ball game again for Grand Island Northwest. Going out is going to be Katie Plocky. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted. That's going to be Brown with the ball. She drives, shoots, and scores. Mackenzie Brown now with 24 in the ball game for Northwest. 59-20 in favor of the Vikings. Here's a Jamie Johnson with the ball. She has problems with the dribble. She falls down but picks her back up. Keeps the ball alive here on the offensive end. Hastings High dribbling to the ball. That's going to be Maddie Stokes. She has her pocket picked here by Brown. Brown drives, shoots, and scores again. So back-to-back steals, back-to-back field goals for Grand Island Northwest. Mackenzie Brown, she's now got 26. And it's 61-20 in favor of the Vikings. Here's a Jamie Johnson of the ball. Johnson goes to Napple. She spins at the elbow, tries to drive it toward the goal, and now we got a jump ball call as she runs right in to Kennedy Keyser. Jump ball is called, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so we will stay right here. Now we're going to see everybody coming to the ball game. For Grand Island Northwest, Kelsey Plocky comes into the ball game. Allie Broick checks into the ball game as well. Here comes J.C. Witten into the ball game for the Vikings of Northwest. So we have seen the last of the starters here. It's 61-20. As Hastings High will play things in, there's a shot there and in. Annie Graylish scoring there. That's her first field goal in the lane. She's got 2 points. Northwest back with the ball in their offensive end. There's a Broick with the downs. They got the second and third teamers out there. Broick on the right baseline, fakes the long-range jumper. Now she's going to be covered up here. She's double-teamed, gets the ball away. There's a feed over to the left side. That's Aubrey Fisher. Throws up a 15-footer and scores. For Fisher, that's her second field goal of the ball game for Northwest. She's got 4 points. 63-22. There's Maddie Stokes to the ball for Hastings High. Stokes to the free throw line. Goes over to Napple, now down to the baseline. Hastings High working against his man-to-man. Here's Maddie Stokes here. 12-footer is put up there and down through the hole. Maddie Stokes hits her first field goal. And it's 63-24 in favor of Grand Island Northwest. Here's Aubrey Fisher back the other way for the Vikings. Moves it down in the corner. Now she loses control of the ball and she falls down. And a turnover here on the Vikings. Got a running clock now here in the fourth quarter because Grand Island Northwest had opened up that 40-point lead at 1 point. Right now sitting at 39 as Hastings High hit the last shot. The running clock here for the final couple of minutes of this ball game as we're under 3 minutes to play now. Hastings High with the ball down in the corner. Spinning left side of the lane. He's going to be Luby Knappel back outside. A long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fisher, and she signed up on the play. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings, so Grand Island Northwest will come back the other direction. So the Vikings going to win their 13th ball game of the season. They will improve to 13-1 after this one tonight. Hastings High going to drop to 6-7. Tigers at home for the next four ball games here at the Tiger Gym. Here's J.C. Witten with the ball now for the Vikings out to Fisher. Over to Witten again. Entry pass to get it inside. There's a bounce pass down the left baseline. A shot's going to be up there. No good by Plocky. Rebound is loose. Hastings High will pick it up on the bounce, and now it's knocked loose again. The scramble is on. The Vikings come down with it. Turnover on Hastings High. That's going to be Witten with the ball. Entry pass. They get it right side of the lane. Dribbling to the basket. Her shot is up there. That's going to be no good. That's going to be a couple more substitutes. That's Allie Beckman, I think, is into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. Here comes Hastings High. Back with the ball as they move over here on the right side on the wing. Feed it inside to Graylish. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Aaron Schleicher with the ball now for Grand Island Northwest. They trot back the other way with a minute and 40 seconds to play. 63-24. Hastings High is trailing in the ball game, and now we got another timeout's called here. We're getting some more folks into the ball game. So everybody that dressed out tonight for the Vikings got to get into the basketball game here tonight. A minute and 33 seconds to play in the ball game. It's 63-24. Hastings High trailing in the contest. Fisher will inbound the ball off of the far sideline for the Vikings as they will get things in to Broich. There's a pass in the lane. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Whelan. Taylor Whelan in the ball game now. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Running back the other way. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. A foul going to be called here in Hastings High. Let's see. That's only the 16th foul in GI Northwest, and no free throws here. Into the ball game now for Hastings High is going to be Ashley Craig. Ashley Craig, a 5'8" sophomore. So everybody seeing playing time here for both teams late in the ball game. Maddie Stokes will send it back outside. A three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Now it bounces up over the support up there above the basket. It goes out of bounds. Under a minute to play. We got the boys game coming up next. It should be a lot closer. Grand Island Northwest and Hastings High will score off in the boys game coming up in just a few minutes. Here comes Kelsey Rebarger into the ball game now for Hastings High. Rebarger comes in the final seconds of this ball game. 63-24. Grand Island Northwest out on top. They have not been challenged here tonight. Roick has got the ball into the offensive zone again. Here's a feed to Kelsey Plocky. Plocky out to Aubrey Fisher at the top of the circle. Being guarded there by Rebarger. Aubrey Fisher gets away, dribbles it down the lane. Now a traveling violation is called on Fisher. End of three quarters over the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Aquinas Catholic 31-14. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Here's Rebarger throwing up a shot. It's no good, and that's the end of the ballgame. This one coming to a screeching halt here tonight. Grand Island Northwest beats the Hastings High Tigers in girls' high school basketball. It was not a contest. The number one ranked team in Class B showing why tonight. They're the top ranked team in Class B. They got to a 21-7 first quarter lead. Then they outscore Hastings High 17-0 in the second quarter. They go on to win tonight over the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 63-24. We'll come back and recap this one for you right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein. 1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Hastings High tonight. The Tigers lose to Grand Island Northwest, final score of 63-24. Hastings High actually scored the first 2 points of the basketball game tonight. Northwest came back to tie it, and that was all she wrote. It was tied up at 2 points apiece. Then it was all Northwest the rest of the way. Vikings took over the game at 5-2 as they hit a three-pointer, and they didn't look back. GI Northwest had a 21-7 lead at the end of the first quarter. Then the Tigers going the entire second quarter without even scoring. They were shut out 17-0 by Grand Island Northwest in the second quarter. Vikings got out to a 38-7 lead at the halftime break. It was 50-19 at the end of three quarters. And the Vikings go on to pace the Hastings High Tigers tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 63-24. So Grand Island Northwest, they improved to 13 wins and one loss on the season, ranked number one in Class B. Meanwhile, the Hastings High Tigers, they dropped to 6 wins and 7 losses. Next game up for Hastings High is going to be tomorrow night. They're going to take on Gothenburg tomorrow afternoon, right back here at the Tiger Gym. So Hastings High loses the girls' contest tonight by a score of 63-24. We'll come back and check the scoring in this ball game right after this. Going to Bowling is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
So Grand Island Northwest wins it tonight, and girls play 63-24 over the Hastings High Tigers. Checking the scoring in the ball game for Hastings High. Sophia Pancras led the way tonight. She had 7 points. Libby Knapple, she had 6 points. 4 for Elizabeth Franzen. 3 points for Bailey Petzl. 2 for Maddie Stokes and 2 for Anna Graylish. Tigers were 4 out of 10 from the free throw line. 24 turnovers in the ball game for the Tigers. For Grand Island Northwest, Mackenzie Brown, she scores 26 points in the ball game tonight. For GI Northwest, had 15 in the first half and 11 more in the second. Mackenzie Brown ends up with 26 points in the ball game here for GI Northwest. Also in double figures, Katie Plocky, she had 11. Kennedy Keiser, she had 10 points in the ball game. Other scores, Aaron Sorahan had 9. 4 points for Aubrey Fisher and 2 points for Aaron Schleicher. Northwest, 13 out of 14. From the free throw line, unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game for the Vikings.
The Grand Island Northwest wins the ball game by a score of 63-24. GI Northwest will have a home game tomorrow night as they take on a Schuyler team that starts the night tonight with a mark of 1 win and 11 losses. Hastings High, they are now 6-7 in the season. They will play Gothenburg tomorrow. Here at the Tiger Gym, Gothenburg starts tonight with a mark of 6 wins and 8 losses. So the Tigers are now 6-7 as they try to scratch back to the 500 mark tomorrow night. And they get rattled tonight by the state's number one ranked team in Class B. The final score of 63-24. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings High head coach Lance Creech as we get set for the boys' ball game tonight. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.